It is a privilege to come to a church where you know how to sing about these things. Ever since we were on this holiday, I have been looking for somewhere where you actually knew who the Spirit of God is. I find you do know him, and I'm delighted that you should know the Spirit of the living God in your midst. Now, one of the loveliest things that God has done for me is that we should have a ministry together, not separate. We have some people in our church, Lee Road, Leon C, who say, oh, I never go out and listen to my husband, I think he's awful. Well, my wife thinks my ministry is pretty awful most of the time, but she's quite a patient and tolerant soul. So she comes. And it's good to be together in the work of the Lord. It's good to go to schools together in the work of the Lord. We go separately. They think the end of the world's about to come. But we go together. And we go together to junior schools. And we go together to comprehensive schools. And junior schools, you know, if you've never been involved in them, are the most delicious places on earth. You know, when we go in our wheelchairs and go in our car, I feel like the Pied Piper of Hamelin with half the school trailing round after me. And never mind what the headmaster had as a schedule, that all goes by the board. We're just going to have a good time together with these boys and girls. So Sandy, you can come and share again as we read the Bible.
The Bible reading comes from John's Gospel, chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me, who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. This is the word of the Lord.
I get very bothered, I don't know whether you do, by people who say to us, we must preach the gospel. We must preach the gospel. Because Paul preached the gospel, and we must do the same. And I get very bothered. Oh, I know I've just about done my lot at Fitzwymark now, but I get very bothered because nobody ever tells me what the gospel is. You see, we get very much bound up in what's abstract and what's not real. I believe we should look at what the gospel actually is and preach that. and at the heart and the centre of the Christian gospel is not a thing or an idea at all. Is at the heart of the Christian gospel is a person, Jesus. Jesus Christ. John Newton could write, after a lifetime of turmoil and trial and sin and evil and difficulty, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears. Our boys and girls sing, or they used to sing when I was a boy, anyway, facts about Jesus Christ. Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. At the heart and the centre of our faith, at the heart and the centre of our gospel, is Jesus Christ. Therefore, what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. Sure, I'm here to preach the gospel. But when I'm here to preach the gospel, I'm here to tell you about Jesus. And the vital question to which we need to address ourselves over and over and over and over and over again is, who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? Since we make so much fuss about loving him and serving him and honoring him, and rightly so too, who is Jesus Christ? Claims to be all sorts of things, does Jesus. Makes all kinds of claims for himself. In Matthew's gospel he says, all authority is given to me in heaven and in earth. And in John's gospel he claims to be the resurrection and the life. He claims to be the door. He claims to be the good shepherd. He claims to be the true vine. He claims to be here, essentially, the way and the truth and the life. Who is Jesus? We're going to have a look and see. And if you're not in any hurry, we shall still be here at 10 o'clock. If you are, we'll finish at 9:30. Let me tell you that this is so relevant for your heart and mine, because the disciples, poor people that they were continually perplexed and continually worried. And so am I. And on this particular occasion, they were worried about what was going to happen to them. They were worried about what was going to happen to Jesus. Peter makes an extravagant claim. Well, we do, boys and girls, don't we? You know, I am the greatest, I'm the best, nobody's better than me. We make those kind of claims. And Peter did. I can imagine Peter being like a little boy. You know, he claims to be the very strongest that there is, or the noisiest. And you needn't go out, so I don't worry about it. I loved you. Peter says to Jesus, I'll follow you wherever you go. I'll follow you wherever you go. I'll even die with you. I'll even die with you. Well, we do make extravagant claims, don't we? And this sets the disciples off on a kind of path where they're continually questioning what Jesus is, who he is. And I think that there's a lovely word, for example, in John 14, chapter 1, John chapter 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You trust in God. Now go on to trust in me. That's the thrust of the original language. You trust in God. Now, says Jesus, go on to trust in me. And so often I feel it's this matter of going on that Christians fail to emphasize. This matter of going on in the faith. Certainly it's lovely to have a childlike mind. Certainly it's lovely to have the innocence of youth. Are young people innocent today? But we must go on to trust in Jesus. And poor Thomas. And yet I'm glad Thomas was there. Glad Peter was there too. You know about Peter, don't you? He acted first, spoke next, and thought last. That's me, that's got Richard Creed, stamped all over it. Act first, speak next, think last. You know, if you can do such a thing, you open your mouth and put your foot in it. And Thomas is there too. All down the centuries he's gained the title, Doubting Thomas. And over again, God wants to reassure us. And yet we doubt God. And because we doubt God, we doubt one another. And because we doubt one another, we doubt whether we love one another. And we doubt whether people love us. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. What a load of problems we create for ourselves because of our doubts. But it's Thomas who asks Jesus a question. Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? And then Jesus makes this lovely answer. I am the way. And when Jesus uses this term, I am, he is claiming to be God. Always he is claiming to be God. When God meets Moses, and it's recorded for us in Exodus chapter 3, at one stage in their conversation together, Moses says, well, who shall I say has sent me to the people of Israel? And God says, say to them, I am, has sent you. Now I can see some fifth formers at comprehensive schools laughing uproariously at that sort of thing, but it's the name God claims for himself. I am the ever continuous present one. I am. And whenever Jesus starts off a claim for himself in John's Gospel saying, I am, he is claiming to be God. He is claiming to be God. He is claiming to be one with God. We sang in that lovely hymn at the beginning, and I'm so grateful to you, Graham, for choosing it. I never told you, but it's the national anthem of all evangelicals, you know, and can it be? And one verse starts off, 'tis mystery all. The immortal dies. God in man made manifest and dying. But he is man and yet he's God and he always retains both characteristics. Something else. Listen. You may be bored stiff with this preacher. He's often bored with himself. You may wonder who on earth he is, that little man screwed up with a twisted body. Physiotherapist nightmare. As many times when he doesn't love himself. But it's not this preacher who's speaking to you tonight. It's Jesus Christ who wants to speak to us. It's no human voice we should be listening to. It's the voice of Jesus we should listen to tonight. Too often we listen to human voices. Too often they worry us. Too often they frighten us. Too often they scare us. All too rarely do we listen to the voice of Jesus. But this voice of Jesus, this voice of God, I learned from the Bible. This shh. A still small voice. As it came to Elijah, came to a little boy called Samuel, and a little boy called Samuel listened to that voice, and a little boy called Samuel changed the whole life of his nation because he listened to that voice. Will you listen to the voice of God tonight? I am, says Jesus, the way. Well, you were ready for a geography lesson, aren't you? Geography lesson. We get plenty of English lessons and RE lessons and social studies lessons and humanities lessons. Here's a geography lesson. If I said to you, how many of you have been to Aberdeen, I know one hand that would go up in this room. My wife's, I know another one, because I've been there. Well, obviously, I've met my wife up there. And I met my wife up there about the time I came here, actually. Can't remember which came first, Gun Hill or Sandy. But as it's a long while ago, it doesn't matter. Aberdeen. So, you're really a modern sort of person, and you go to Aberdeen and you go there by the big jets that they have going up to the airport up there. And you just about deafen my mother-in-law. It takes a lot to deafen my mother-in-law, but the jet does. And the whole house vibrates, and she's got double glazing because the whole house vibrates. And over goes the jet, and it lands at Dyce Airport, Aberdeen. And you get out, and you look around you, and you think, golly, where am I? Even the people don't speak English up here. Well, they don't. I mean, you can lose people in Aberdeen in three words, flat. I'm not going to do it now, but you can do. It's rather a useful facility to speak about a person, say, you're Charvin, and he says, well, I am indeed, yes. You don't know what the word Charvin means, do you? I mean, they speak a funny language up there. It's a kind of dialect of English up there. And you've never been to Aberdeen before. All you know is they've got a good, jolly good football team, and they have too. And you want to go to Union Street, Aberdeen. Why Union Street? Because Union Street is the main street in Aberdeen. And so you speak to somebody, and they understand what you say, and you understand what they say. And say, can you please take me to Union Street, Aberdeen? And this person says, well, I can tell you how to get there. And he says, you go out through the gates, and he says, you go down the road for a mile, and then you take the turning on the left, and then you get past this public house, and then you go down by Powis, and then you take the fourth turning on the right, and then at the second set of traffic lights, don't forget to bear left at that point. And after 3 miles, you get to Union Street. So you set out. But I mean, what else can you do? And you go out through the gate. And it doesn't look a bit like the man said. Not a bit. But you think, I'm absolutely determined to go to Union Street, Aberdeen. So off you go. And after a little way, you stop somebody else. You hope you can understand them. Now, I'm not being unkind, but you see, Sandy's brother could lose my mother in three words. And he's an Aberdonian. And you do understand what he says. And he says he's got a map. Should have brought a map, really, shouldn't I? But he says he's brought a map. And he'll give it to you. If you want to tell somebody how to get to where you are, it's awfully useful to send them a map. But you've never seen a map of Aberdeen before. And to you it looks Greek, leave alone Scots. And you've never seen the place before. And it doesn't show you that they've just built a new dual carriageway where there was a single track road before. And since that map was made, they've blocked off one road and put in three sets of traffic lights. But you take the map and you're grateful for it. You wonder where this is all getting to, won't you? And then you go a bit further. And you get nearer to Union Street, Aberdeen. And then you meet somebody else. And you say to them, excuse me, I am absolutely lost in your lovely city. Could you please tell me the way to Union Street, Aberdeen? It's almost, Graham, like waiting for your clutch to be repaired, and you wonder how on earth it will, and when on earth it will ever happen. And you think to yourself, I'll never get to Union Street. And this chap, he's a really nice guy, probably my father-in-law. And he says, I'm going to Union Street, Aberdeen. Oh, you say, get inside. My clutch is all right. I can drive you down there. And I've got enough petrol as well. And so he gets inside and he tells you exactly how to get there. Now you see how this applies. When you trust Jesus Christ to be the way, he gets inside and comes with us. Do you follow what I mean? He doesn't just give us directions, although he's done that. He doesn't just give us a map, although he's done that, all of us in the Bible. And they're all very special and they're all very relevant. And I'm a Bible-believing man. But I find it's not enough. All that thrills my heart is Jesus. And I find that if I'm going to go through this life without making an absolute complete mess of it, I need Jesus inside me. Do you know that lovely hymn, "May the mind of Christ, my Saviour, live in me from day to day"? I'll tell you about that just for a minute. As I look at disabled people, it doesn't make sense to me. Why should it be that my wife should be born and never able to feel her legs? Why should it be that a child aged about, or a girl aged about 20, should have a few years ago had a brain injury as a result of a road traffic accident and now be like a child of 5? It doesn't make sense to me. Why should it be that a child should be born and if she was standing here now, you'd think, where is she? Because when she's at her full height, age 21 years, she's 2'6" off the ground. My friend Mark is about twice the height of Tony. 2'6" off the ground. I can't understand it. And I look at pictures on my television screen and I see children dying in Ethiopia from lack of food. And I look at pictures on my television screen and I learn of teenage widows in Northern Ireland. Teenage widows in Northern Ireland. And it doesn't make sense. I need the mind of Christ. I need to take the mind of Christ on board. For Paul says we kept a treasure in earthen vessels to show that the excellency of the power is not of us but of God. I need the mind of Christ. I need Jesus inside me. I need to know, desperately I need to know. He is the way for me tonight. And because I am absolutely convinced of this, he's the way for you too. He's the way for you too. He's the way for the youngest of you. And he's the way for the oldest of you. And all of those in between. He's the truth as well. He's the truth. Well, you know, you may have noticed, can be a man of mischief. And I'm afraid that sometimes I embroider the truth, you know? And I've done this to great effect. When I first met Sandy, I told her cousin she knew that he needed a passport to get from Scotland to England. And I took him about half an hour on this spiel. And I told him exactly where in Edinburgh he could get the passport from. And poor little loony believed me. Oh, a loon's a boy, by the way, up in those parts. But when I come to look at Jesus, I see the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, I emphasize that to you in order to tell you that the devil is a liar. I emphasize that Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth." I emphasize it because it's good and it's positive and it's right and it's true. But I emphasize it also to warn you, boys and girls, and older boys and girls, the devil is a liar. And everything he says is lies. Don't listen to him. Always listen to Jesus. I am the way, I am the truth. Wouldn't it be a wonderful world if all of us spoke the truth in love to one another? Wouldn't it stop families being broken to pieces? Wouldn't it stop the problems we have in family life if we could only tell each other the truth? And I'm the life, says Jesus, on the life. Graham asked for testimonies. Well, you'll be relieved I'm not going to tell you my testimony tonight, because my testimony to the power of God could last for 51 years or it could last for 27 years. depending on whether you want me to tell you how old I am physically or how old I am spiritually. But even as I look in the Gospels, I find about Jesus that he is always connected with life. I find way back in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. I hear Jesus speaking to grieving souls. I hear Jesus speaking to people who've lost loved ones. I hear Jesus speaking to people who are in the midst of tears and grief and saying to them, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Not at some undefined time in the future, but now. For this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. And the mountains and the hills shall break forth in sing. The life. Why, of course, he's the life. And those of us who love the Lord see this so much more clearly even than these people did. For Jesus Christ lived and died and went beyond the area of death and came back to life again. And whatever the devil tells you, God is not dead, but Jesus is alive. He is the life. Would you like him for your life? Would you like him for your sake? No one comes to the Father but by me. Now, Mark, you're a lad full of mischief, I can see that. And I greatly respect you. Got a lot of time for you. Who's your friend? What's his name? Daryl. You, Daryl, how old are you? Four? And you're six? Well, well, well. Put together, you're only 10, aren't you? Right, 4 and 6 is 10. Pardon? Oh, that's all right then, isn't it? But when I was a little lad of Mark's age, or Daryl's age, and mischievous, rather than being a man of middle age and mischievous, we used to say, you'll never get to heaven in an old Ford car, because an old Ford car won't get that far, with or without the clutch. You'll never get to heaven in a Sabre jet, because the Lord ain't got no runways yet. Oh, it's wicked, isn't it? How will you get to heaven? How will you get there? How will you get to the Father? How will you know that there is no condemnation that now you need to dread? How will you be able to say with Charles Wesley, lo, my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night, thine eye diffused a quickening ray, I woke the dungeon flame with light, my chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose, went forth and followed thee. How will you have that testimony in your heart? How can you get to the Father? How can you know about eternal life? How can you know your sins forgiven? How can you start again? Through Jesus Christ. No one comes to the Father but by me. There's no other way. I wish there was sometimes, but there isn't any other way for you to come tonight to Jesus Christ, to the Father, to the answers to all your needs. And please, my friend, God is pleading for you, for your soul, for mine. Don't be like the disciples and continually raise questions in your mind. Accept this Jesus. Accept him. Jesus says to you and me, I am the way, I am the truth. I am the life. And you may still turn around cynically and say to me, so what? What's special about this life that Jesus offers? Let me tell you what's special about it. C.S. Lewis. Lovely man, C.S. Lewis. Great man. You see the television play about him and his wife, Shadowlands, at Christmas time? Lovely story there. Have you read his books, Narnia books, and all those sort of things? C.S. Lewis, anyway, says, there are little tiny creatures that you can't even see, called the amoeba, and they're born, and they live, and they die. Then there are big creatures, horses, dogs, cows, animals, and they live, and they die. And then there are human beings, and they're born, and they live, and they die. And then there are Christians. We are born, we live, we are born again, and because of the life of Jesus, we never die. Isn't that marvelous? The highest form of life God ever created. Do you not wish that this was yours? Tonight. It can be through Jesus Christ. Who do you think Jesus Christ is this night? And what claims does he have on your life tonight? In a moment we'll sing another chorus. But first of all, we'll pray. Lord, our Father, thank you for new life in Jesus Christ. Thank you that we can all enjoy that gift tonight through Jesus Christ. May each one of us enjoy Jesus, we pray, this night. You know all about it, all of us, Lord. Bowed here before you. Every part of our lives, you know we need to know the way. You know we need to know the truth. You know how many times Satan has come to us with his lies and how much damage it's done. You know how we long to live a new life in Christ. Oh Lord, our Father, this very night, make these things possible, we pray. And may we fall in love with Jesus, every one of us, for his name's sake. Amen. Amen. You are